Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Big Trust Rewire Self-Doubt, Find Your Confidence. And Fuel Success by Shad Azari is a practical self-development book focused on the mechanics of self-doubt and the construction of self-trust. A behavioral researcher and peak performance educator known for work with professionals and organizations. Position self-doubt not as a personal defect, but as a protective mental pattern that can become overactive. The book belongs to the evidence-informed confidence, leadership, and personal effectiveness category. But its central emphasis is narrower, and more distinctive confidence is treated as a byproduct of repeated self-trusting action rather than a feeling to be summoned before action. It begins. Its framework is built around the 4A model: acceptance, agency, autonomy, and adaptability, through diagnostic reflection and practical exercises. The book aims to help readers identify the source of their doubt, reduce perfectionism and comparison, and build reliable internal evidence that they can act, learn, and recover. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, self-doubt is reframed as a protective signal rather than an enemy to defeat. A central contribution of Big Trust is its treatment of self-doubt as a normal psychological signal rather than proof of inadequacy. Zari argues that doubt often tries to protect a person from rejection, failure, embarrassment, or uncertainty. This matters because many confidence books encourage readers to silence negative thoughts or replace them with positive affirmations. Big Trust takes a more practical route. It asks readers to notice self-doubt, interpret what it is trying to prevent, and decide whether that protection is useful in the present situation. This approach reduces the shame that often accompanies hesitation. If doubt is understood as information, it can be evaluated instead of obeyed. The book also recognizes that modern environments intensify doubt through comparison, public visibility, high expectations, and blurred professional and personal identities. The implication is that self-doubt is not simply a private weakness. It is reinforced by social and workplace conditions. By changing the relationship to doubt, readers can separate caution from avoidance and use uncertainty as a prompt for clearer action rather than paralysis. Secondly, the 4A framework identifies different roots of low self-trust. The book organizes self-trust around four dimensions: acceptance, agency, autonomy, and adaptability. This structure is important because self-doubt does not appear in only one form. Acceptance concerns whether a person believes they are enough without constant proof or approval. Agency concerns whether they believe they can handle difficulty. Autonomy concerns whether they see their choices as meaningful rather than predetermined by other people or circumstances. Adaptability concerns whether they can regulate emotion and recover when events do not go as planned. By separating these dimensions, Zari avoids treating confidence as a single trait that someone either has or lacks. A person may feel capable at work but struggle with approval seeking, or feel emotionally steady yet powerless to make choices. The 4A framework gives readers a diagnostic map for locating the specific pressure point behind their hesitation. This makes the book more actionable than broad advice to believe in yourself, because different forms of doubt require different interventions, habits, and reflective questions. Thirdly, confidence is presented as an outcome of action, not a prerequisite. One of the book's strongest practical claims is that confidence usually follows action rather than preceding it. Zari challenges the common assumption that people must feel ready, certain, or confident before taking a meaningful step. Instead, she presents confidence as something built through proof points, small actions that show the brain a person can try, survive discomfort, learn, and continue. This aligns with the broader idea of self-efficacy, where belief in capability grows through experience. The practical consequence is significant. If confidence is required before action, a doubtful person may wait indefinitely. If action builds confidence, the focus shifts to designing small, manageable experiments that create evidence. Big Trust, therefore, emphasizes repetition and follow-through over dramatic transformation. The reader is encouraged to build trust by keeping promises to themselves, stretching their comfort zone in calibrated ways, and using imperfect attempts as data. This makes the book especially relevant for people who overthink decisions, avoid visibility, or delay goals because they are waiting for certainty that may never arrive. Fourthly, the book connects self-doubt with perfectionism, people-pleasing, and comparison. Big Trust treats self-doubt not only as an internal feeling, but also as a driver of recognizable behaviors. Perfectionism can appear when a person tries to avoid criticism by making work flawless before sharing it. People-pleasing can appear when belonging or approval becomes more important than honest preference. Comparison can appear when the mind uses other people's curated achievements as evidence of personal insufficiency. Zahra's framework helps explain why these patterns are persistent. They provide short-term emotional relief while weakening long-term self-trust. For example, avoiding a difficult conversation may reduce immediate anxiety, but it also reinforces the belief that conflict cannot be handled. Waiting until work is perfect may reduce exposure, but it deprives the person of feedback and growth. The book's practical value lies in making these behaviors visible as strategies rather than personality flaws. Once readers see the protective logic behind them, they can replace them with more constructive habits such as setting boundaries, taking smaller risks, and distinguishing high standards from fear-driven control. Emotional adaptability is treated as essential to sustainable self-trust. The adaptability dimension gives big trust a broader scope than books that focus only on positive thinking or achievement behavior. Zahra emphasizes that self-trust depends partly on the ability to manage emotion when uncertainty, disappointment, or pressure arises. This does not mean eliminating fear, frustration, or anxiety. It means developing enough emotional steadiness to act without being fully controlled by those states. This is particularly important in high-stakes professional and personal situations, where doubt often becomes louder precisely when decisions matter most. The book suggests that emotional regulation supports clarity because a person who can tolerate discomfort is less likely to default to avoidance, defensiveness, or impulsive reassurance seeking. Adaptability also makes confidence more resilient. If self-trust depends only on successful outcomes, it collapses when failure appears. If self-trust includes the belief that one can learn, adjust, and recover, then setbacks become part of the evidence-building process. This focus helps position the book as a guide to durable self-leadership rather than temporary motivation. In conclusion, Big Trust is most useful for readers who recognize that their main obstacle is not a lack of ambition or intelligence, but a recurring pattern of second-guessing, over-preparing, approval-seeking, or emotional overreaction under pressure. Professionals, leaders, students, entrepreneurs, and people navigating career transitions are likely to benefit from its combination of diagnostic structure and practical exercises. Intellectually, the book offers a helpful distinction between confidence and self-trust. Confidence is not treated as a mood to generate, but as evidence accumulated through action. Practically, this shift can help readers stop waiting for certainty and begin building small proof points that change their self-image over time. Compared with many books in the confidence and self-help category, Big Trust stands out because it does not rely mainly on inspiration, affirmations, or generalized positivity. Its 4A framework gives readers a way to identify which part of self-trust is under strain and why. The book also integrates common patterns such as perfectionism, people-pleasing, imposter thoughts, comparison, and emotional reactivity into one coherent model. Its realistic strength is not that it promises permanent fearlessness, but that it offers a structured method for acting with greater steadiness while doubt is still present. If you would like to support Shade Zahra, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.